You will hear a woman called Sally Hurst talking on the radio about the Superstition Mountain Range in the United States. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Hi, I'm Sally Hurst, and I've just got back from Arizona, where I spent 2 weeks in the Superstition Mountain Range near Phoenix. Besides being known for its luxury desert golf courses, the area also attracts enthusiasts of more energetic outdoor activities, like rock climbing or mountain biking. And I was lucky enough to go hiking when I was there. There are miles of paths and the scenery is absolutely spectacular. As you'd expect, it can get quite hot in the desert. It's late spring now, of course, and that's not unbearable. Autumn isn't too bad either, but I'd certainly advise against going there in summer. Temperatures can reach the high 40s, and that's more than a little uncomfortable for most. The reason I went there was to research some of the legends and mysteries of the area for a radio documentary. The very origin of the name, Superstition Mountains, is itself a bit of a mystery. One theory says they were given their name by 16th century Spanish settlers, some of whom inexplicably vanished when they went exploring there. But the more likely explanation is that it came about in the 19th century, when it was discovered that the local Pima Indians were frightened of the mountains. Farmers in the area attributed this fear to superstition, and they decided to give that name first to one mountain and then the whole range. Perhaps the most talked about mystery in the area is that of the so-called Lost Dutchman's Mine, which is supposedly somewhere in the Superstition Mountains. Far from being Dutch, however, the owner of the gold mine in question, Jacob Waltz, was in fact German, or Deutsch in his native language. Waltz arrived in the United States in November 1839 and spent virtually all his life there prospecting for gold. Firstly in North Carolina, then Georgia, California, and finally Arizona. When he passed away in October 1891, he took the secret of his mine with him to his grave. You see, apparently, Waltz had found what was believed by some to be the richest gold mine in the world. But he didn't give away its location to anyone, and it's a mystery which remains unsolved to this day. According to one estimate in the late 1970s, up to 8,000 people a year attempted to locate the mine. Even now, people still haven't given up searching, despite the ban on mineral prospecting in 1983, and many continue to head for the region to look for the gold. Waltz left a few clues, but without revealing very much. In one of them, for example, he says, "The rays of the setting sun shine into the entrance of my mine." But that could be just about anywhere. I did a lot of my research for the documentary in a museum, the Superstition Mountain Museum. It's full of information on the Lost Dutchman's mine, including a whole set of maps which are thought to show its location. Not that that's been of any use to anyone, so far anyway. And I saw another exhibit on the mine in a museum in nearby Goldfield. Now, Goldfield was a prosperous mining town at the end of the 19th century. But when the gold ran out, everyone left, and now it's a ghost town. It's become a popular tourist attraction as well, of course, with museums, rides and shows. But it's still quite impressive, nevertheless. Now, you may have seen a film that was made in 1949 about the Lost Dutchman's Mine entitled Lust for Gold, starring Glenn Ford in the role of Jacob Waltz. But here's another piece of trivia for you. In 1960, actor Walter Brennan recorded a song on the subject called Dutchman's Gold. We're going to play it to you right after the news.